We used to listen to music in your car. There were those days where all we did was wait for the night to sneak out, to just relax, stare at the sky, and hum to the beats of the stereo. I told you how I thought music connected people, how I saw it as a way to see what a person is like without holding a conversation, the discussion told by the lyrics themselves and the instruments that followed. You understood me when others laughed. Freshman year, I saw you in English. Although you were 3 feet taller than me, you were the most down-to-earth person I knew. In a group, we were assigned to talk about how we felt with each chapter of The Count of Monte Cristo. Covering the romantic, adventurous, and revengeful book, it was a way for me to know the person behind the name. You never read any chapters and still know how you managed past writing an essay about it, but I told you everything that I remembered reading from the night before. Outside of class, we rapped to the lyrics of Big Sean. We shared our favorite song, both of us never getting old of the music and the lyrics. We had one class together, but it was enough to create a lasting friendship. Sophomore year, when we had algebra at 6:30 a.m., as we stumbled into class, nearly falling asleep getting our notebooks out, we made jokes about how little sleep we each got the night before, how we bet on who would snore first in class. You were horrible at math, and so was I, but for some strange reason, we figured we could still help each other out with the homework problems. Talking about how we were almost halfway done with high school, we built anticipation for our senior year, declaring that we would still be friends in our final year, and that for our last high school dance, if we both went stag, we would go together instead. This summer, after junior year, was the first time we hung out together outside of school. We got Yogurtland to escape the heat during the day and sat in your car to enjoy the summer nights. Before July ended, we got close, even kissed once, but nothing more. I wanted to remain friends and you respected that. Senior year, we had 4 of our 7 classes together. Then again, most people in all our classes had been with us since freshman year. Everyone knew everyone and nothing else. Conversations were comfortable and easy to have. In 4th period, we created school events at lunch, colored posters, and listened to music while drawing. Laughs were passed between us practically every day. Some days my face hurt from how much I smiled. We kept our promise and went to prom together. Following the dance, we were officially a couple. All we thought about next was to take graduation by a storm. In our last couple months of high school, every time I felt discouraged about myself, you built me up, giving me strong bricks to keep me from falling back down. You taught me to take a hold of my life, to not let others make an impact on it if I chose not to. After graduation, you told me to let all my worries dissipate, to convince myself that I was the only one to control what would matter and what would not. To me, summer mattered, not the names from the school we just graduated from. You even taught me to see the world differently, that, like every cliche line, there is always more to enjoy in a place. At our favorite cluttered coffee shop in Upland, the hardcore punk gave an energy that couldn't go unnoticed. I noticed that there was still enjoyment in life with doing absolutely nothing but sitting and listening. You were the friend I was so familiar with. You even helped me to love myself for a while, and for that, I loved you. Summer came and I was gone for 3 weeks. June was practically over by the time I came back to our boring little city. You had 2 summer jobs, making enough money to help your mom pay for food. We texted each other, but I had not seen your face for nearly a month. Our electronic conversations grew smaller and less frequent. During July, I, like many other teenagers, was obsessed with Kendrick Lamar's new album. I told you what songs I couldn't get enough of, and you did the same by sending me the ones you constantly replayed back at home. When we finally saw each other, we listened to the whole album in your car, swaying back and forth to the beats and doing nothing but singing to the lyrics we memorized. For that short period of time, we mended like clay, so effortlessly back together. After that, we saw each other less and less. You said that things were becoming a little too difficult for you, and frankly, so did I. We had one argument, disagreement, conversation, and that was it for you. There was nothing more for me to physically and emotionally hold on to. You left without the warm, once familiar hug, left without the word, left without the slow hand gesture waving goodbye. You started school in August and didn't mean to tell me which day or week, for that matter, that you were going to be leaving. It was a hard time to be back at home, laying on my bed listening to Kendrick and watching videos of you on your new and wonderful campus when I still thought you were in your small cluttered room. My friends stuck by my side when you didn't. They helped me understand that people change. In your final lesson to me, you taught me that people eventually will drift apart. In life, that's normal. The people you meet in elementary school are not going to be the friends you're going to have in 50 years old. And that's because in the beginning parts of everyone's lives, you're still trying to find yourself, even if that means relations change without meaning to. The world is filled with so many different personalities. I discovered that after you find who you are, learn your role within society, and figure what impact you can have, there's still going to be space in you. The openness you create within yourself will attract the people that find you inspiring, the people that will eventually accompany you on your journey of life.